stepping into the unknown, as he does every day. This time, it's a rocket in a living room. 42-year-old Ihor Avtaruk works as part of Kharkiv's rapid response demining team.
Sometimes we have 50 calls a day, sometimes 70, sometimes 100. We have four brigades that cover the whole area, and there are always new requests coming in.
There's something in the garden. It's an unexploded cluster munition. Ihor picks it up with his bare hands and just walks away. Can you please check if it's still there, says the resident.
No, there's nothing here. It's exploded already. Look, this is the parts of the shrapnel. This is just the wings. There's nothing else left. This is where it exploded. Can you see the impact area?
Every day they have a list they work through, but the list is never ending because the Russians keep pounding this town. There's a fear Russian forces will make a push for it soon. And as they work, a jet streaks slow overhead.
There was a plane.
There's a plane overhead.
That's not far from where we are, look. Let's go.
This is a constant threat they face.
Of course I'm scared. This is war. All ordnance is dangerous. Ordnance cannot be safe at all. It's created to strike infantry and light armored vehicles. It cannot be safe, especially for civilians.
Every part of this town seems to have some sort of damage.
These men's task is relentless. The Russians continue to fire into populated areas and they're faced with scenes like this on a daily basis. Assad Beg, Al Jazeera, Chuhuyev.